Hey boys. So I was just talking to a friend and I realized that as a not a companion as an offshoot parallel podcast, I don't know. I just got on Bumble today. Not really like my idea, but was strongly advised, and I'm just going with it. But I thought it would be funny to hear what a girl is saying when she's scrolling Bumble. I thought this might actually be of interest to straight men hearing a straight woman scroll through Bumble and hear what's happening on the other side. It occurred to me that y'all might enjoy that. One of the reasons it occurred to me is because I was looking at this picture while I was on the phone and I was like, wow, this guy is trying really hard. So I thought I would just try to. I don't know. Safe for work version of a porn scroll, I guess. Okay, so this picture is a very attractive man, 5 years younger than me. It's actually the very lower level of my, whatever, my age limit. Anyways, he has a nice job. He went to a nice school and he has this profile picture, shirtless, presumably by the pool. It's very classy. It's not like a trashy shirtless picture. Like you can barely see his chest. You can see that he has chestless hair. Like this is a very like calculated picture because like he has green eyes and there's green like bushes behind this like white towel draped on the like pool lounger he's on. Like everything about this picture screams like I'm classy and I have money because his hair is like frosted and I don't know. Like I look at this picture and I'm like, oh, okay, this is a wealthy, handsome man. Great, you know. And then like his job, like it's obviously like, he's like, I graduated from this college and I have this job and follow my Insta, and like all his pictures just scream like leisure and like whatever. So he's got his profile picture that I just described, and then a picture of him with water in the background. You can't really tell if he's on the beach. Or like on a dock, maybe. He might be on the. Oh, if I click on it, no, never mind. You can't tell. And then he's on like a rooftop twice, actually. Maybe that, I don't know. And then his very last picture is him with a tiny dog in like a sport coat and jeans. Like, I don't know. I just thought it would be and hey, if he's listening to this, hey, you're attractive, but I don't think we get along. 'Cause I can't put this much like thought into whatever. Anyways, okay. Next. Also 5 years younger than me. Ooh, how tall are you? 6'1". Oh, very altruistic. He has the if I could donate $1 million answer. And posted a picture of himself in like junkless and socks. Like, why would you do that? Why? He said he's looking for a relationship, but that's not okay. Everything about these pictures screams like casual. Okay, sorry. Anyways. Okay, well, if you're wearing socks with slippers, like, that's not... it's not gonna work out. Oh, hello. 4 years younger than me. 5 inches taller than me. Same pose in both pictures. And no profile. He is currently in grad school. Oh, never mind. Okay. Oh. He is... this guy is 4 years older than me. He doesn't want pets. Who doesn't want pets? The hell? What? I don't understand. I also don't understand taking a picture with cubicles. That's not... Is that like to prove that you have a job? Like, look at me, I have a 9-to-5. That's really random. Also, you can tell this picture is at a hotel because it has the hotel door in the background with, like, the two locks and the sign on the door that, like, lists the state laws and stuff. But, like, why not take a picture, like, wherever you are traveling to? Isn't that what they recommend? And this one, he has, like... He's, like, too cool for school. He's, like, dressed up for church or something and has, like, his... He's holding his sunglasses on his forehead. Like, why? Oh, this is apparently a theme of his. These other two pictures, he has his sunglasses on his head, too. But, like, I don't know. Maybe because he doesn't have much hair, so it, like, looks, like, obviously... I don't know. It's strange. Okay, anyways. Is that bad? I'm like, eh, you don't want pets. And you... I don't know. It's not bad that I'm like, meh. Oh, this guy's a teacher. Oh. I bet he likes skinny girls, though. It's not bad that I just assume that, like, every, like, active white dude just, like, wants a skinny girl. He lives close. And he has all these, like, fun travel pictures. Oh my gosh, I would never connect my Insta to Bumble. I guess if you're, like, serious about it. Is he serious about it? He does want a relationship. And he has dogs, so I don't have to worry about him not liking animals. Because here's the thing, I have a husky, so, like, you're never gonna not have dog hair on everything. Oh, okay. 3 years older than me. Has a his profile picture is him pouring champagne. Super classy, guys. I think he's a sneakerhead. Yes, TSA pre-check. Oh, yep, sneakerhead. He said he has more kicks than me. I know he does. That's hysterical. This guy seems pretty chill. He's got a really big beard, though. I don't know if I can do that. Oh, sorry. I'm reading. I'm not sure, like, how much I should read. I feel weird, like, reading other people's profiles out loud. The three things that make a relationship great. Good vibes, open communication, and trust. Well, yeah. Yes. One of his Instagram pictures is like that shot from above the clouds. That is like one of my favorite shots to take when I'm on the plane. I'm kind of obsessed with clouds. This guy seems really fun. Is it weird that, like, I don't think, I also, when I'm looking at these, I'm like, I don't think you're gonna like me. Like, more likely to not click yes on someone. What's the term is swipe right. I've never been on Tinder. This is my first dating app I've ever been on. Well, I was on OkCupid back in the day before there were apps. And, like, that's how I met my husband. It was, like, 8 years ago. Hope I'm not, like, doxing myself here, but... yeah, I just don't think we have a whole lot in common, even though he seems really fun, but... Okay. Ooh, a personal banker. All his profiles. I'm sorry, y'all. That hit me real hard. I'm so sleepy. It said, girl, stop playing and swipe right so I can start cooking this gumbo. That might work, y'all. That might work. He's 6 feet tall and wants to cook me gumbo. I mean, what else does a girl want? Oh, so cheesy. If I could teleport anywhere this weekend, it would be our first date. Oh, man. Y'all, his Spotify list gives me hope. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, this guy had it's a picture from the beach, but it makes me laugh when guys wear those big bucket hats. Because in general, they're just, like, really dorky looking. He likes to go to the movies by himself. Oh, the problem with doing this at the same time is I have no idea how long I've been recording. Okay. All right, I want to go for a couple more minutes. Make this one short. Let's see. He's super into sports. Meh. Okay. Like, I appreciate the multiple pictures, even though they're all very similar. Like, okay, you're the same person. I mean, mine are very similar, because I'm, like, the only one. I have, like, a two-year-old picture from a wedding on there, because it's, like, the only picture of me, like, that I could crop myself out of. You know, like, I don't want to put, like, a picture of me and my friends, like, on my Bumble. That's weird. Like a full body shot. Anyways. No, this guy's looking for marriage. I'm not trying to play that right now. Well, this guy's got a fun name. He doesn't have a profile. What are you looking for? Oh, it doesn't say. That's weird. I thought it had to. I guess not. He picked a beach. He's on the right track there. You know, life's about balance. Bob Marley and the Wailers and Pusha T and Post Malone. I don't know. I need more information. He doesn't have any. He answered the questions, but he didn't actually like fill out the profile part. Also, he's not like actually smiling in any of these pictures, so I can't hang if you can't smile. This guy is a year older than me. He's real upfront about frequently drinking. Nothing wrong with that, it's just funny. Where is this? Well, that's fun. Playing cards with my friends or playing volleyball. There's a giant watch. What is that? Okay. Okay. This guy is 2 years older than me and has one picture and that's it. And connected his Instagram. Nope. And here we go. One more. Ooh, okay. He's a teacher. Science teacher. Excellent taste in music followed by humble. Okay. Aw, picture with his dog. See, that's always a plus. Okay, this guy's funny. He's funny and he is relatively smart, it looks like. And he has a dog and he's slightly taller than me. And he doesn't smoke. And he wants kids someday. So this guy can get thumbs up. Oh, a ginger. This guy lives close, I bet. Oh, he works close. Hey, he has his Myers-Briggs on here. That's another good way to get my attention because I think it's interesting. We're having conversation. I was having a conversation on a Discord server about how Myers-Briggs is bullshit. And I think it's funny because I don't think it's something you should actually make decisions based on. But I think it's interesting, like, as a data point. So, okay. He has a picture of him hiking. Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. I think I'd get along with this guy. Yeah. He likes passionate people and intelligent people. If I can be sarcastic and witty, we'll get along great. All right. Yep. We have pretty... He has a crazy... Yeah, that's funny. Okay. His taste in music. I think it's interesting that you can connect your Spotify. I've already gone further than I said I would. Oh, this guy is my age and graduated from our rival high school. That's weird. That's really weird. Have you ever found someone you like know on Bumble or a dating app? You should comment and tell me. Because that's another thing I'm like kind of worried about is like, you know, like someone from my high school pops up on here or something. Because I'm still like within the range where that's probably possible, like location wise. Okay. So sometimes I've heard, I feel like I heard something that like guys post pictures of them with girls on Bumble because it like, I don't know, it's like some kind of weird like subconscious co-signing or something. Like if you post a picture with a girl, you're more likely to like get matched or something. I don't know. I heard that, but I don't know if that's true, and I don't know if other people do it. Oh man, sorry y'all. Has this been really loud? I'm sorry. This is the first time I've done this. Okay. So I hope that was fun. It's fun for me because I, like I said, this is my first day on Bumble and it's very overwhelming. I've already sent like a handful of messages and haven't gotten any responses. And so I don't really know how, I still don't, I feel like I don't know how this works. Like I'm not going to know how it works until I have like an actual conversation. But, anyways, yeah, let me know, if this was fun, like I said, or if you have comments, or if you want to tell me what it's like when you scroll Bumble, because again, I have no idea what I'm doing, so, I will, talk to y'all later. Have a good night.